We've been discussing Futuwa, and we spoke about the fact that Muhammad al-Jurayri said religion possesses 10 treasures, 5 outer and 5 inner, and amongst the treasures is friendship. And that is what we're discussing this afternoon, friendship. Now, in my thinking about happiness, I've come to realize that staying connected to people from my past is an important happiness booster. I've also realized that I do fairly a bad job of it in each stage of life. I've had great friends and great experiences, but when I moved to the next stage, I found it difficult to stay connected to those people. Keeping these ties strong matters to happiness because, as research shows, a great way to boost happiness in the present is to remember happy times from the past. In particular, it's valuable to keep relationships strong. Ancient philosophers and contemporary researchers agree a key to happiness is strong ties to other people. We need intimate, long-term relations. We need to belong. We need to give and receive support. Perhaps surprisingly, it turns out that giving support is just as important to happiness as getting support. Studies suggest that if you have 5 or more friends with whom to discuss an important matter, you're far more likely to describe yourself as very happy. But the tumult of everyday life, with its whirlwind of everything from the difficulties that you may experience, new jobs, moving from one place to another, all of that may make it challenging to maintain those connections over time. And while new friendships may reflect our current circumstances are important, old friends are too. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet said, amongst the most dutiful of deeds is that a man nurture a relationship with the people his father was friends with. So this is an important part of our deen. Musa ibn Ali reported from his father that Amr bin As said, when you have a lot of close friends, you have a lot of creditors. The transmitter asked Musa, what are the creditors? He says, rights owed, he replied. So these are the relationships that we ought to maintain. A mention of a man was made to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and someone praised him, whereon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, woe to be to you, you have broken the neck of your friend. He repeated this several times and he added, if one of you has to praise his friend at all, you should say, I reckon him to be such and such, and Allah knows best. If you think him to be so and so, you will be accountable to Allah, because no one can testify the purity of others against Allah. So that is an important part of how we conduct ourselves. You know, on the one hand, we'll be accountable for the good, and on the other hand, we cannot be absolutely certain in terms of praising. So the question is, how do you keep up with all friends? Do you have rules for yourself to make sure you keep those old ties strong? So amongst the points that we need to keep in mind is that keep in touch. It may be tough to maintain friendship if you never have contact. Even if you live in different cities, give a call every now once in a while. And in this age with the WhatsApp and with the different mediums, I think wherever you are in the world, you can keep in touch. Another important point to friendship is forgive past disappointments. Don't let past fights rule your relationship. You didn't want to get into an argument about what happened 2 years ago. Don't live in the past. Live for what's happening right here and now. The third point is regularly and openly express to your friend that you are grateful for the friendship. Don't let your friend feel like he or she is giving his best to you while you're not doing the same. It's all a one way. A friendship ought to be two ways, that you know, both people need to see what they're getting from it. Also, be there at the times of happiness and hardship. Just being present and sharing the moment with them is the greatest gift you can give them. So these are some of the points towards our friendship. And this is part of our discussion on Futuwa. And today we've been discussing friendship.